Perhaps you watched the cable television program titled My Monkey Baby. Perhaps you were smitten by advertisements showing a monkey clad in a frilly dress and accompanied by two people parents, one of whom swears she's his daughter. Perhaps you were even drawn to the internet where you found a wedding photo of a bride, a groom, and a little monkey come between them, looking more like a shrinky-dink than a bridesmaid. Here's some legal advice before you're drawn to a monkey's siren song. Turns out that whole Curious George thing isn't just fiction. Those who barrel into getting a monkey can absolutely end up with a life that's a barrel full of them, and not in a good way. In the interest of full disclosure, I'll admit that I am not one of what ABC News put it 15,000 monkey owners in the United States. But anyone thinking of cute little monkey ownership needs to hear of the bad times, too. Those times that make Stephen King's Cujo look like a warm and loving addition to the family. This much is clear from reading pet monkey cases. Pet monkeys have been around for years, but the cases involving them, at least, seem to have peaked in the 70s and 80s, all clearly spurred on by the successes of Planet of the Apes and The Monkees. A case from California perhaps best sets the tone for any discussion. 3 to 4 weeks before the monkey attack, the court wrote, the plaintiff heard noises emanating from the monkey's apartment, including screeching, screaming, cheeping, howling, squealing, and cooing sounds, as well as thumping, bumping, and banging. Shortly after, the court explained, the monkey attacked the woman and severely injured her head and her right hand. Such injuries would be doubly bad if an Iowa court writing in 1998 was correct that monkey bites have a very high risk of infection and that monkeys themselves can carry diseases like tuberculosis, salmonella, and Ebola. 2 years later, a New York court refused to consider a monkey's good behavior because it wrote the city health code prohibited monkey ownership, period, regardless of a monkey's angelic qualities. In deciding that, the court may have heard about the Oklahoma pet monkey who, though playing without incident with more than 100 children, was a little sulky and in a bad humor one fateful day. Or the Texas monkey named Mr. Jim, who, when given cigarettes, got nervous. Now, it's true that an Illinois court more than 20 years ago showed that it had a soft spot for pet monkeys. The court, when forced to choose between a lacking in understanding of love of pets subdivision board, whose bylaws allowed only domesticated house pets, and a little tiny monkey known as Yandy, the court sided with Yandy. Wild monkeys can indeed be domesticated, the court decided. But don't count on such imprecise language from a subdivision board or understanding language from a court today. It's not too late to try to put a stop to the My Monkey Baby madness. Baby, that's too much monkey business. I'm Amy Guida.